Let's turn in the Gospel of Luke and the 24th chapter. Luke 24, in which we'll be reading verses 1 through 53. Luke 24, and beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together all these things that had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way and while He opened up to us the Scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how He was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus Himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And He said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do the thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when He had thus spoken, He showed them His hands and His feet, and while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, He said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And He took it and did eat before them. And He said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened He their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And He led them out as far as to Bethany. And He lifted up His hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while He blessed them, He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. And those are God's words. Last Lord's Day we read, you remember, of the death and burial of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And why is He our Savior? Because of not only His death, but as we read here, of His resurrection on the first day of the week, which is why we celebrate the Lord's Day on the first day of the week. On this day of the week, Jesus rose from the dead. There, the women who had come before and saw the tomb came to bring spices for His body. They found the stone rolled away. Verse 3, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus, because His physical body had risen from the dead. Jesus alive. And verse 6, the angels answer, He is not here, but is risen. These things that they had heard and saw as the first witnesses, they told to the disciples. Peter witnessed the empty tomb himself, and then two other disciples witnessed the resurrected Jesus. And eventually their eyes being opened by the Lord, they report to the disciples, verse 34, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. Then He appeared to the 11. And said to them, verse 46, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Beloved, Jesus is our Savior. And then at the end of the chapter, He shows us that He is our Lord. He is our King. For there He ascends up into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father to rule and to reign over all creation and over all nations, so that He can bring about what He just reminded the disciples, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations. The gospel is going forth in Christ the Savior and King, bringing this about. He will bring it about, and all nations will fall before Him, and the Jews and the Gentiles will all come unto Him at the right time for His glory, for His name to be exalted. Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you praise for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We're thankful that you are in your Son, the prophet who speaks to us, the priest who saves us and is our mediator, and the King who rules and defends us and watches over us. Father, we're thankful that you have shown your Son, both in his humiliation on the earth and his exaltation to your right hand, where he now is seated on the throne, high and exalted. And Father, we give you praise that we can trust in him. We give you praise that he rules and reigns over all creation, over all nations, over all rulers and kings. And so we pray for those kings and those rulers. As Christ reigns, we pray that they would kiss the Son, lest they perish in the way. Father, help them. By your Spirit, change their hearts. Cause them to bow, as you have caused so many kings and rulers to bow before. And Father, work out all these things for our good, that we would be able to continue as the church and worship peaceably according to your word as we understand in our conscience. Of course, we pray that you would cleanse our consciences and sanctify us and perfect our worship in this life. But of course, as we will fail in this, we pray that you would perfect our worship as you hear your Son pleading, that you would respond to his pleas, yes and amen. You would see his righteousness for us, counted for us, even of our worship. Our Father, we do ask also that you would change our hearts and mold them to be like Christ, righteous as he is righteous and holy as he is holy. We pray for those children in the womb, those children who are out of the womb, that you would grant to each one of them faith in Christ your Son, that you would send your Holy Spirit to accompany the word read and preached and proclaimed unto them in worship and by their parents and by others who come and tell them the gospel. Cause them to hear, have ears to hear and eyes to see Jesus, even in the womb, however you might do that, as you have done before. And Father, we pray for those who are who have wombs that are closed, that you have closed. So especially we pray for Junior and Johnny, that you would help them. They desire children, and they have tried, and nothing has come about. And so we acknowledge that you have closed the womb, just as you closed the womb of Sarah. And Father, we pray that you will bring about an opening of that womb, and just as you did with Sarah, to bring about your glory, to exalt in your name, and how we would be able to do so with them. For we love them. We ask for your help with them. Of course, they're looking into medical experts and things like this, but we understand at the end of the day, in the grand scheme of things, you are the one who opens and closes wombs. And so we bless your name and we seek your blessing for them and for all others who desire children, especially those of among us young families, young couples. Father, grant to them more children, and that you would fill their quiver full with many blessings, and that through that you would continue growing your church, that the gospel would keep going forward to all nations, even as Jesus promised will happen, even as we just read, repentance and remission of sins to all nations. pray that we begin with our children and go to the ends of the earth. We pray for our families, our marriages, our love for one another, our care for one another in the church, that you would grant growth and grace, a love for one another, a longing to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We pray that you would uphold your servants who struggle, who are weary, who are suffering in body and in heart, and you would uphold them, and you uphold all of us. For apart from you, your Son, we can do nothing. And so uphold us by your power and by the word of your power. And so that's why we give praise for this day as we come to hear your word. And even through your word, you would bring healing to our souls and bring healing to our bodies. For you can do it. It is your word. And you are the one who speaks. And things happen, as you said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be life in man, and there was so. And so, Father, we pray for your word to be healing to our souls and our bodies. And Father, we pray that you would be even now preparing us to partake of the Lord's Supper next Lord's Day. Help us to examine ourselves and consider where we are with you, in our hearts, in our minds, in our wills and desires, in our affections, our emotions. Grant to us meditation upon your word, and where we see sin, that we would turn from it unto you, unto Christ your Son, in whom we have alone a Savior. And turn us by your Spirit. And as we come to the supper, and meditate upon your word this week, and do our preparation as you call us to prepare in your word, that you would grow us and bless us all the more for your glory and for your name. Father, we hate sin, and so turn us from it unto that which is righteousness, for we love righteousness because Christ is righteous, and your word is righteousness. Father, we are saddened this evening as we might look around amongst ourselves. Not many are here. Again, we're saddened that people are not taking serious the Lord's Day and the worship services on the Lord's Day. We pray that you would turn their hearts unto you, cause them to love this time. Of course, we pray for any who have had reasons, good reasons, not to be here. Pray that you would heal their bodies or protect them. If they've been in a car accident or something like that, we pray that you would watch over them. We entrust them to your care. We pray that you would fill your churches with people, and that your people will love to worship you and not forsake the assembling together of ourselves, even as we considered this morning. That we would consider and trust in your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.